This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Listen, we'd be remiss if we didn't say that Richache had a really good first night. Now, it's preseason, but who cares? This is what we want to see, Hawks fans. So, big shout out to Richache.
Hey, good job for Zach Lee, who Trey has been showing him around Atlanta, which I love that. You know, big brother kind of mentoring him and all that. But he was great. And it was, again, preseason games mean less than nothing. But you could argue that DeAndre Hunter was in midseason.
I'm sorry?
I said DeAndre Hunter was in midseason form.
What'd he score, 20?
Chris? That's zero. Chris is telling me nothing.
Well, I'm sorry?
None.
DeAndre, in a preseason game?
No, again, it is preseason. I'm sure.
In a YMCA pickup game.
And I'm sure, Carl, that they will totally embrace Quinn Snyder's message of more defense in 2024-25. Just not yet.
I didn't work on anything.
Hold on. Let me look at the stats here. Oh, what's up, Trey? Trey had 17.
There you go.
50% shooting. Oh, Mike, the Daniels kid had 14.
Dyson Daniels, Australia's best.
Capella, 11-9, 11 points, 9 rebounds.
We're going to shock the world to be the 7th seed, Carl.
Jalen Johnson, 19 points, 10 rebounds. That's a double-double?
Yeah.
DeAndre Hunter. Oh, 0 for 6 from beyond the arc.
You don't want to get caught up into this term, which is called resulting.
It's preseason. If you think they give no effort before the All-Star break, Carl, they're giving less effort. I'm talking about the NBA as a whole during preseason.
He scored 4. He didn't hit a 3-pointer last night.
Okay.
2 for 10.
He's working on some stuff.
He is. He's working on some stuff. And by the way, we got Larry Nance in that trade. Larry Nance had 11 points last night.
I'd rather see the Larry Nance original.
Senior. Larry Nance Jr., that is. But, yeah, man, shout out to the Hawks. I know you guys. Listen, we are immersed in football season. We're live at Flowery Branch. We're going to talk to Coach Rob. We're going to talk to Kyle Pitts.
But they did play. Steve Holman with his 40th season behind the mic for your Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, crazy stuff. All right. And I think their first game is the 23rd. I think it's something like that, Hawks. By the way, this hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Make sure follow us, guys. Great poll question up. Mike was talking about tailgating because he's going to a Georgia game this weekend and not just showing up and expecting people to be pouring him drinks and feeding him ribs and chicken and everything else that's on the grill. You're going to show up with something in your hand.
Right. Now, again, if I go to 6 tailgates, everyone gets 1 beer.
That's true.
I'm not going to carry a case of Hayman around the quad.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Or maybe Johnny will help out. We'll
bring 2 in each hand.
That's what we'll do. So we're coming to your town. We'll help you get down.
All right, man. So go check out our poll and let us know. I mean, listen, I know many of you just roll up on people and like, can I get some? But that's not the way.
And then again, I think it's insulting if you roll up like that and you throw like a 20 at somebody. That's what I was thinking. Really? You treat me like a professional. WH word. You get the idea.
All right. Coach Roz on the way. Big O back at the studio. Let's get to an NFL blitz. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Hey, let's talk about the firing of Robert Saleh. Has anything changed for you? I mean, we hit 24 hours. I don't think he was any good, Mike.
Nah, well, the message was definitely falling on deaf ears because you heard a couple of players talking about it. Was it Quincy Williams was throwing it out there that it's the same BS every week. You kind of got that from Saleh on the microphone at the podium. Each coach has his own style.
You think he's a rah-rah guy?
I don't know.
Did he connect with these guys?
The Hard Knocks 2 years ago, he definitely seemed like a guy that was holding on too tight.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you can't white knuckle it the whole season. You got to have some kind of vibe. But, I mean, maybe these guys just sees a walking cliche, which he kind of became. I just thought if you're Woody Johnson, go do it in stages. Now, I know some Jets fans the Band-Aid off, but I would have – you got to say, look, Aaron, I'm sorry. I know he's your boy, but this ain't working. What's Aaron going to demand a trade? I mean, you've got a Nathaniel Hackett. You've got an offensive coordinator who's just a stooge.
He just is a stooge. Here's Woody Johnson. This is the owner of the Jets. First saying he wants to give the team a chance to win.
This is one of the most talented teams that has ever been assembled by the New York Jets. I wanted to give this team the most opportunity to win this season. I feel that we had to go in a different direction, and that's why I did that today. This change, the change that we made today, that I made, I believe will bring new energy and positivity that will lead to more wins starting now.
All right. I mean, if he is, if he was getting stale, and sometimes, you know, that does happen in baseball, football, basketball.
It does.
But, all right, Jeff Ulbrich is an energy guy. Look, he's a good dude. I mean, yeah, I still don't like the idea that he got in Dimitrov's ear and said, hey, TJ Watt, that's a 3-4 guy. We need Tech McKinley. But either way, water under the bridge. He's a guy who's developed a lot of the Jets' young players, and he's an energy guy, so maybe they'll relate better to him.
Speaking of Jeff Ulbrich, we'll let you hear him in a second. Woody Johnson, Mike, what's his message to Hassan Reddick? He's yet to show up, guys. He's yet to be at anything.
By the way, how does Joe Douglas, the GM, have a job?
I agree. This is Johnson on answering that question about what his message would be to Hassan Reddick.
Hassan, get in your car, drive down 95, and come to the New York Jets. And we can meet you and give you an escort right into the building, and you'll fit right in, and you're going to love it here, and you're going to feel welcome, and you're going to accomplish great things with us.
I think you forgot something there, Mike. And money. I'll cut the check.
Yeah, and we're also going to give you a 4-year contract, which is what the man's looking for, which Joe Douglas should have anticipated. Apparently, according to Oren, he lives in Camden, New Jersey, garden spot of the Garden State. I'm being facetious. That's why he's talking about come up 95. All right. Good luck with that. But, yeah, it's just so Jetsy. Aaron Rodgers goes on McAfee's show, and he says that I love Coach Saleh. We had a very solid relationship since I met him in 21.
Liar!
He was a big reason why I came to the Jets. I felt like the team was a solid team. Like I said, I came to New York. Part of the reason was how much I believe in Robert Saleh.
Well, you came to New York because Saleh hired your guy. And your guy was there, and that's why you're saying those things. Let's hear from the new interim head coach, Jeff Ulbrich.
He's one of those guys that has, you know, he's just unbelievable experience, and he's seen this game at the highest level for a long time. So he's a guy with a lot of ideas and really positive feedback about a lot of different things, whether it be meetings, practice, game planning, scheduling, all of it, you know. So he will be a vital resource for me in that way, for sure. So,
let's talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Okay. And he might as well have just said Aaron's running this.
Yeah, it's kind of like LeBron with Dave Blatt. They called a play. I squashed it. Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers also, by the way, this is from Pat McAfee on ESPN. As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, as if somehow he got Saleh fired.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it. And that is that I resent any of those accusations because they are patently false.
So yeah, he had nothing to do with this. Nothing?
Liar! It's interesting the amount of power that people think I have, which I don't.
Okay. Just like you did when you were in Green Bay. And by the way, is he back on the McAfee show now all full time?
Yeah.
Oh, so they got over the whole. Okay. I didn't know.
How much is he making a week on that? Making over a million bucks on the season for that.
Mike, he had nothing to do with this firing. Yeah. Here's the crazy thing as we talk about this with the Jets.
By the way, if you want to hear Aaron Rodgers on Dukesville, start a GoFundMe page. We get you $1 million, we'll get him on the show, too.
The Jets could win this week against the Bills, and they could be in first place in the AFC East.
Right.
That's what's crazy about
all
of this.
The season is far from lost. That's why I didn't understand the firing.
I didn't either, and that's where I'm at. If you didn't think Salah, you had no confidence in him before the season, you should have done this before.
Unless, again, Woody has no charisma. He's not going to let anybody in on that, but I mean, maybe he's getting intel that the team has just basically tuned him out, in which case then it is the right move, but you're right. It's still way too early in the season.
All right, let's hear from Kyle Shanahan. Why? Because Shanahan had Robert Saleh on his staff. He was a defensive coordinator before he took the Jets job, and he was asked about his reaction to this.
I mean, I sent him a text, but I haven't got to talk to him, and yeah, I was pretty shocked. That stuff throws you off, especially, I think they're competing for first in the division this week, and I think they're up there on defense and got a pretty good team and a chance to have a hell of a year, so that was pretty surprising.
Yeah, I was hoping Kyle would be like, he's rich! And that idiot owner is going to continue to cut him checks. He's fine, man. I just talked to him. He's on his way to Hawaii.
Jets owe Saleh $10 million for the remaining 2 years of his contract.
Yeah, either way, we'll see how it shakes out. But it's one of the big stories this week in the NFL, guys. Meanwhile, here's another big story. We were talking about where you think the Falcons are in the pecking order, not only in the NFC, but around the league. And, you know, again, I think right now we're in prime position at 3-2. It's not just about the record. It's some other things that have really gotten my attention, which is these come from behind victories. That's hard to do in the NFL, man, and we've done it three times and found ways to win. But, Mike, is Jaden Daniels and the Commanders for real? People are starting to talk about this now, and they're going, okay, from a fantasy standpoint, he's killing it, if he's your fantasy quarterback, by the way. But also in real life, when you talk about what he's doing for the Commanders, people are starting to buy in that, you know what, he may have been the better pick.
I thought he was going into the season.
You did.
I love this guy's game. I got to see him twice against, you know, LSU. But, man, Caleb Williams, it's like he's not as far down the road, but he's showing signs because he's got the arm strength. He can do everything. But the Bears probably and arguably a slightly better defense. Either way, both teams are doing the job. So, yeah, they could be there. I mean, there'll be some times where somebody's going to throw some stuff at Jaden Daniels in enough tape where he will have to react to it, and maybe you can, you know, cross him up.
Sure, sure.
With some of your schemes defensively.
He is on pace to throw for 3,800 yards and rush for more than 1,000 yards. That's pretty damn good for a rookie season. Now, I don't know if they're going to – again, are they telling him stop running as much?
Well, just choose your spots and get down because he's still – like, he's 6'4", but he's built like a string bean. So he's got to watch out for taking those big hits. But he is certainly throwing up the yards, man. I know that we talked about our boy Kirk Cousins is top five right now in the NFL in passing yards. But if you go down the list, Jaden Daniels is 12th. And he's thrown just, you know, it's a smaller as far as touchdowns, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Sure.
But they're not asking him to do as much in the red zone.
No. He's on pace for 14 touchdowns, 14 rushing touchdowns. That's accounting for almost 30 touchdowns at the position, though.
Vegas had it at 15.5, I want to say, because I bet it.
Did you?
So I took the over. So I'm hoping that we get a little bit more. I need more touchdowns.
More touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's something that we'll continue to watch. Listen, I hope that he does great up until the point where he plays us. But right now, guys, he's on track to be Rookie of the Year. It's not, to me, it's not even close to 5 weeks into the season. And that's not taking anything away from the Bears quarterback and Caleb Williams, who Mike said, I'm with you. He's shown – last week I thought he was in command for the first time all year in that game. But who did they play? Carolina.
Right. Now, we got these opponents that Crow and I were talking about last hour on our schedule. Sam Darnold's got 11 touchdowns and just 4 picks.
It's playing.
Crazy.
It's playing.
And we mentioned this yesterday. Daniel Jones, now, again, for what it's worth, I know it's kind of nebulous, but the QBR rating is actually better than Patrick Mahomes and some other guys right now in the league. So he's not terrible. Daniel Jones is actually better than average right now for the Giants.
I would agree, man. Hey, NFL Blitz, again, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We're coming back. Coach Ra is going to join us, again, when they get done with practice. So the schedule is tentative here over the next 10 minutes, but he's certainly scheduled to join us here, and he will. And also Kyle Pitts. We got a lot of questions for Kyle, man. Big, big game last week. Can he build on that? How much better can this offense be? We'll get into all of that as we get ready for Carolina coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're live at Flowery Branch. Congratulations to our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, player of the week in the NFC, offensive player of the week, 72% completion percentage, 509 yards, four touchdowns, and 114 quarterback rating for Kirk Cousins. So a big shout-out to Kirk. We're going to talk with Coach here coming up in the next 10 minutes or so, and then also Kyle Pitts is going to stop by.
We were talking over-unders early. What was our number for Kirk Cousins? Was it 30-10 we thought about touchdowns picks this year?
Yes.
That's what we had. But right now, Kirk, for what it's worth, is 8-5.
Okay.
So
he's on pace.
Yeah, less on the INTs and more on the TDs will be there.
He's on pace. Let's hear from Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Talking about his communication with Cousins, because, you know, we said this is something they have a connection, and obviously I think most of you now see this, where Darnell Mooney will be in a spot and Kurt will take a chance and throw it out there to him. But Mooney was talking to the media just moments ago.
I mean, he has that same thing with me. If I'm messing up, I mean, I want that same, you know, energy. You know, get onto me, I get onto you, and it's just a part of the dynamic of the relationship. And once you understand the relationship you have with a person, you can, you know, push some areas. You know, understand, like, it's nothing but love. Like, at the end of the day, we want to win the game and have fun doing it.
Yeah, and look, nobody, I know we were all upset that he missed that ball. And again, if we lose the game, which we didn't, that's right, a bigger play, people talking about it. But he had such a good game in that last win. But nobody was more upset than Darnell Mooney.
Right.
For missing that ball that was, you know, again, wide open, however you want to describe it. He also talked about Kirk Cousins' swag. Listen to this. This is from Darnell Mooney.
He has some type of swag, for sure. He has some type of swag. I wouldn't give him no swag. But I guess his demeanor is, his no swag is his swag. So, but he has some swag for sure, though.
I think it's unassuming, Mike. That's the deal, right, with Kirk Cousins, right? Like, we talk to him, you see him out, he's fun, he's having a good time, but it's just unassuming. But then you get in these games and you see his competitive fire,
right?
And that's, I think, what he's talking about. It's not that he's out there pounding his chest, but then after the game, you know, he's swag surfing, he's doing the fun stuff and having a good time with the crowd.
Right. He's a quirky, lovable quarterback, for lack of a better word. Because it's funny, whenever I'm walking the dog, and a lot of my neighbors are like, "What's Kirk Cousins like?" And I always tell that story about you and me,
yeah,
waiting to interview Bijan, and Kirk comes over next, you know, we're talking 5 minutes about getting an NHL team in Atlanta. He's just a likable, lovable dude. And I think the big question we had is, when does he get to be 100% Kirk? Well, I don't know if he's 100% pre-injury Kirk, but he's the best he's looked, and you can't argue, you just gave the results of that week and being the number one NFC offensive piece.
Now, one guy that got a lot of snaps was Rook this last week.
We were asking for it.
We were. And Coach said to us, I think it was 2 weeks ago, he's ready or whatever. He played a lot. But here's something that I think everybody on this defense is acknowledging, and that is that they've got to be better in the run game. And we're talking about defending the run, especially going up against Carolina. Do not laugh, guys. This is an area where Carolina's going to watch the film, and they're going to be like, look, we can run the ball on these guys, and they will challenge us. Here's Ruka Aro.
Definitely. It always, just rushing the quarterback, it always starts with the run game. You always have to, you know, set yourself up to be in those third and long situations. You know, we just have to do a better job playing the run and getting in longer situations, get some more TFLs, things like that, to get the offense backed up so we can go rush the passer.
And that's tackle for loss.
It is. And we need more of that. We also need more hands on the quarterback. their quarterback, and we need more sacks, right? More guys getting taken to the ground, more quarterbacks.
We're going to ask Coach Raheem Morris about that today as we're live inside the Ticketmaster Studios at the branch about that because, you know, it's funny. We joked around about, well, we're upset with Kirk. Okay, check, he's okay. Upset about the, you know, the touches with Pitts. And we speak at the man just walked in. And then Kyle Pitts is coming first. We'll talk to Coach Ra. And then last week, Kyle Pitts had the week that we've all been waiting for, and he joins us right now here live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. And now, Carl, I guess we will bellyache about getting sacks on the quarterback with Coach Ra when we talk to him.
And I'm sure Ra will tell us it's nothing to be concerned about. Kyle Pitts, congratulations, man, on a very good game last week, a big win. First of all, how's practice today, man? How you doing?
Good, man. Thank you for having me. Good day. Start the week back over and, you know, try and get this thing, you know, 1-0 again.
Yeah, we as a show have talked a lot about you from the standpoint of your contribution, what the expectations. I don't know how much of this stuff you hear, but last week a lot of people said, man, look at what Kyle's doing. This is what we've been expecting. Did we do anything differently offensively, or was this just you doing what you normally do and Kirk finding you?
Yeah, I would just say just me, you know, doing what I'm supposed to be doing in the offense, just, you know, being an aid to him and just the ball finding me at the right times.
Got a touchdown to start the season, and I know the only thing missing, I know you want to get more touchdowns because when you get drafted. And, by the way, do you get sick of hearing that crap? That, you know, we get fans who say it's not Kyle's fault he was drafted fourth. But when you get drafted fourth, you know, there's a lot of expectations.
I mean, like you're saying, I'll thank God for that, and obviously, you know, a lot comes with it, but I don't really, you know, pay attention to it anymore.
You getting a vibe, though, with Kirk Cousins? I mean, I know, kind of create as a receiver – just trying to create that chemistry. Is it getting better and better each week?
Yeah, definitely. And he's a vet, so just learn from him each week. And he's just teaching us a lot as offense in general.
Kirk gets the offensive NFC player of the week this week, which is well-deserved. At any point in that game, like especially when late in the game, like did you feel the rhythm, like in the huddle? Was there what's going on out there? Kind of give us behind the scenes, if you could, Kyle. Like, because it felt like the – plays were happening, and then the momentum kind of just built.
I would definitely say as an offense, we just kind of just looked at each other and just locked arms and just, you know, let's just take it drive by drive, play by play, and, you know, march down the field and do what we're supposed to be doing.
How's it working with Zach Robinson? Because we talked last year with Coach Arthur Smith, and I was like, stop asking Pitts to block. Just get him down the field, man. Let him just be that, you know, that wide receiver. How's it going with Zach, and what is he asking you to do?
Just a lot. I mean, everybody in the offense, you know, everybody has their job and just running to set up the pass, and then, you know, when my number's calling the pass, you know, making something of it.
Kyle Pitts joining us here on Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They're getting ready for Carolina. Tell us what you know, man. What do you think about Carolina coming up here?
Carolina's obviously a division opponent, so it's a gritty game every time we play them, and they have great players, and it's just time to go out there and compete and you know, go 1-0 again this week.
We haven't talked to you since you had your baby, so how did that change everything you do in your life? That's a big, big change.
It's crazy. I love it, just seeing him grow and just seeing myself grow too, and obviously that father tag is pretty unique, and it's something I love and, you know, really cherish it.
You getting sleep?
Yeah. Yeah, he's sleeping hard now, so I definitely get my 7 hours, 7 to 8.
It is a great thing when they sleep like that through the night. You'd be like, good Lord, thank you so much.
Yeah, he really wasn't like a colic baby. He didn't really cry a bunch, so I was lucky with this one.
No doubt. Kyle Pitts joining us. Let's talk about some of your teammates, man. Drake balled out. I mean, hell, everybody did, right? I mean, it was one of those games where you needed everybody. But Darnell, I mean, this receiving group – I know you're in the tight end room, but you know, the fact is, I think a lot of people look at our wide receiving core and they say, man, Cordell Hodge coming through in a big spot right there at the end of the game. Talk about the group as a whole, man, and what you guys, you know, talk about, and as far as what the vibe is there.
I would just say, like, competitive excellence, just everybody feeding off each other. When one makes a play, we happy for him celebrating, and then, you know, same for the next man. And just, you know, when your number gets called, like, you know, for example, like Darrell, him coming in on that play and, you know, winning us the game. So just everybody's just ready when they're, you know, when their number's called.
This team is winning. Like, we've never won games like this. You've been here for 3 years. You've been through this. We've been through it, like, as season ticket holders forever.
Right.
How much more fun is it right now, the vibe? And do you feel like you can go toe-to-toe with anybody in this league?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely – obviously, everything's better when you win. So just us competing, you know, each week, just trying to, you know, not get complacent and just, you know, trying to keep put wins on the board. And that's obviously, like I said, it's new for us, so – It's pretty fun.
It seems like Kadero, because we've seen him here for a number of years, and it just seemed like you guys, it was almost like a high school locker room in the celebration when he got the game-winning score.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everybody was happy for Ray.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to jump through and get on the field. I wanted to jump on the pile. I was like, let me in there.
Right.
Kyle Pitts joining us, man. We're talking about our Falcons, 3-2. You know, when we talk about this offense, obviously we just scratch the surface, right? We haven't even hit our stride. That's what I believe. And a lot of that has to do, I think, with what you bring to this offense. What do you want to continue to improve on? And who's in your ear, man? I mean, is it Kirk? Is it Ra? I mean, who's telling you, hey, come on, or we need this, or encouraging you to do the things you need to do?
I would say kind of in the offseason, we started out with, you know, most of the great teams are player-led. So, you know, Kirk being the pioneer of the offense, we just, you know, listen to him going off of him and his energy. And just everybody in general just know what their jobs are and what you need to do to execute it. And, you know, it's up to you to do it.
We talked about Falcons picking up your fifth-year option. They believe in you. And the fans, we want to see more of what we saw this week. Do you go to Zach Robinson and say, hey, man, you know, I am that unicorn. I can be this guy. I mean, you know,
look at me.
I would personally say, the hell with this blocking nonsense. I don't need you blocking. I would tell that to Zach. I'm not sure he's going to respond positively. But, I mean, do you feel that you could have an even bigger role in this offense?
I mean, I would just say everybody has a share of roles. No one's bigger or smaller. Just everybody just contributing in their own way.
I think you can have a bigger role, Kyle.
we want you to have a bigger role.
Okay? I've been screaming this for weeks now. Yeah. And I'm like, come on. This is my – he's got to have a bigger role. Yeah. It's Kyle Pitts. Let's talk about the defense, man, because, you know, as much as it is about you getting it done, you guys getting it done offensively, defense getting off the field, man. I mean, it's been impressive. And you're going up against Bates and Simmons. We think we got the two best safeties in the league. Tell us about, you know, what you think about those cats, man.
I mean, it's great to see them every day going to practicing against guys like that. That way, you know, they're vets, obviously, so they have more knowledge to the game. So to even just, you know, pick their brain about certain things and tendencies about defense in general, that kind of helps you play a little faster on Sundays.
Kirk Cousins, we spent a lot of time talking about him. He just seems like, I mean, it's just a lovable knucklehead and just a leader too. But just seems like, because he keep it loose? What's the vibe like with him on practice and on game day?
Is he a yeller?
He's a mixture,
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
You know, obviously everybody knows when to lock in and to be serious, but, you know, it's not really still around here anymore. Just everybody just a competitive atmosphere, and just, you know, when it's time to work, we work, and when it's time to joke and laugh, we do.
A lot of fun, man. Fans are having a lot of fun. I know you guys are having a lot of fun. We win this game on Sunday, man. I mean, we're in a really good spot in this division. I mean, are you guys paying attention to that at all, or is it just what's in front of you?
Really just taking it week by week, trying to go 1-0 each week and just taking it game by game and not looking too far ahead and, you know, not looking in the past, just staying in the, you know, in the present.
Well, before we cut you loose, I know a lot of Gator fans wish you still had some eligibility.
Oof.
Yeah, no doubt.
I love the Gators. I love the Gators.
Right. Well, it's a hard times right now.
Yeah, so this is a little rough right now.
It's tough.
But we just came off a win of UCF. And
right.
I could at least talk trash to Richie and Richie
right,
and Mike Hughes. So that was
right.
Pretty cool.
And Richie was at UCF for like 8 years.
It's true. That's true. You do have the upper hand there. Kyle Pitts, man, is there anything that you'd like to say? I mean, listen, the fans love you. I think you sense that. You get the vibe.
Right.
Anything you would say to the fans, man, as you continue this journey this season? Like, hey, you know, because I think a lot of people are looking at you. This is some people say this is your coming out party. I'm like, I don't know what y'all been watching. Kyle can do this on any given night if given the opportunity. But is there anything you'd like to say to Falcon Nation, man?
Just, you know, keep supporting us. You know, keep believing in us. Keep coming out supporting. And, you know, we're going to take it one game at a time.
Okay, man. Pro bowler, 1,000-yard receiver. Yeah, we talked about this the other day just because Ridley went out, and you had that expanded role. So we just want to keep expanding your role in this offense.
Yeah.
Kyle, you can do more. I mean, that's me.
Guys, by the way, on Twitter, stop putting words in the man's mouth.
Well, Kyle's not going to say – he's not Mike. He's not going to pound his chest and say, hey, yeah, I need to see you over here.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? No, he's not going to do that. Hey, man, congratulations on all the success, the baby and the family. But more importantly,
appreciate,
man, glad you're here and having a good time. And let's keep rolling, baby.
Yes, sir.
Kyle Pitts, thank you so much. And, Mike, here's the deal, man. If Kirk continues to throw the ball around like this, this is a dangerous offense, man. We know that. We're coming back. Coach Ra's going to join us. We'll talk to him about all the things getting ready for Carolina next.
I'm like,
We are live at Flowery Branch, guys, hanging out in the Ticketmaster studios, and Coach Ra just walked in. We're laughing because, you know, when you win –
When you win, this is what happens.
I told Coach, I never doubted you for a minute as we were walking down the ramp after the Kirk pick. So
you know he's lying.
Walk us back.
You know he's lying.
Because Kirk was just, we're talking with Pissett, but talk about the decision to go for it on the fourth and long, and then obviously it worked out.
You know, it's always a tough decision. You talk about fourth and extra long. You're talking about being in that situation, but, you know, you're backed up. And you got to make those guys make quick, decisive decisions. No matter what happens, you're in a four-minute drill, how it works out. Either you're trying to get seven or you're going to get three for the tie. And we put ourselves in position to go get three, and that worked out great for us. You know, after the big turnover, if you get it, you're moving down the field to go for the win, right? If you don't, you put ourselves exactly in the position that we're in, and it's like, hey, you know, you live with those things, you die with them, and then we made some really good plays on defense, got off the grass, got the ball back, and then high-level execution went down after that.
Yeah, I'd say. that Kirk Cousins is pretty damn good.
We've had two of the greatest wins. All three have been amazing. Of the greatest wins in, like, the last 10 years, man.
Coach, I mean, seriously, like, the come-from-behind element, just from a fan's perspective, gives us a lot of confidence, right? I mean, like, we don't know how the season's going to play out, but we know we've been in these situations. Like, Falcon fans are not fearful of being down 6, 7, 8 points, whatever it is, because at the end of the game, we have the confidence after seeing three wins like this.
You know, you got to give the guys credit, first of all, right? They go out there to execute. They stay in the moment. That's a big part of what you do. You got to give their coaches a big part of that because they stay even keel and keep these guys playing the right way and go out there and execute no matter what. And then it's just about going out there and just doing it. And really, our fans stand in it, other than you leaving.
I stayed in the building. I just watched the game in different seats at the end.
Other than this guy leaving us. Everything's pretty good, but, like, you know, like, it didn't matter. Like, I wouldn't have known whether you left or not. They wouldn't have known.
Right.
They were locked and loaded, and we had things to do out there, and we went out there and executed. It was great.
And by the way, the ability, we've talked about clock management and situational awareness, the fact that you could get the field goal off. Sometimes in the NFL it doesn't happen, get that 1 second left.
You know, that was tough as well, you know, like, but that was right at the cusp of the point where you can actually get a playoff, get down, give yourself up, commit it, spike the ball. You know, the beauty from Nuzu running up there, putting the ball on the ground, the beauty from our guards and our O-linemen sprinting up there, creating that space for the official to get through, can touch the ball, allowing us to spike it, guys knowing exactly who's on, who's off, where to be, flawless. And, like, you got to give the execution to Zach Robinson and his staff, the players, everybody has to get a lot of credit for that execution.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Bijan lined up. Nobody's moving. Like, to your point, it had to be perfect, and it was. Coach, can you explain how it was explained to you, if you can? What was the penalty? I didn't get it. Okay. So
we don't want to get the man, you know, light in the wallet on this
one.
Well,
I get it. Yeah. I didn't – honestly.
It was hard to understand.
I didn't get the explanation on game day. You know, obviously.
And I'm talking about the guys that the coach right. just lays out. We spike the ball. We're getting ready to kick the field goal, and then we get called for a penalty. If you go back and watch it, you know what we're talking about. But, right. Yeah, I didn't understand it. So I wanted to ask, but I understand.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Coach, let's talk about where we want to improve. Mike's concerned about sacks, which he'll ask you. I'm concerned about run defense. How can we improve our run defense? We've seen us get turnovers and win these games, but stopping the run. I know you're preaching it because we just heard from Rook.
So it was great this week, to be honest with you, up until the big run. Right, we got them right where we want them, and that one big run pops out, I think, for 50 or 60 yards. But if you can keep that in contain, you can eliminate that, which we have throughout the season on the big plays. We've been able to keep things in the shoot and corral those things, and one popped out. You know, bad call by myself. They got the ball out. They got it out there. They got us in a good defense, right? They got us, and they knocked that big run out there. But the run game, I felt really good about other than that one play. If you go back and look at it, it's not bad until they pop that big run, and that really ruins the day with the run game. As far as the pass rush, that's something that we have to improve. But at the same time, we can help ourselves improve with that on offense as well. Let's play with some leads. Let's see what our pass rush is really about. Right now, we got far and few between with the pass rush, but when we do get the opportunity, it just hadn't been good enough. And that's something that we got to bring to the light, and we got to bring to the forefront for our guys. And, like, I think that's well known and documented through us. But I think as a team, it's going to be something that we got to be able to do better too as a pass rush.
It's Coach Raheem Morris with us live, guys, in the Ticketmaster Studios here on the game, live from Falcons headquarters. Because last year, Ebiketie had 6 sacks. Is it? We said yesterday, is it different because Jimmy Lake's system is different, ask him to do different things, or are these guys, everybody across the board, Lorenzo Carter, everyone's just got to just up the effort?
You know, I don't want to just blame those guys. You know, we got
or anybody in that rotation.
Yeah, we got to put ourselves in those situations. The first couple of games, as you guys mentioned, they've been the most exciting games you guys have been a part in the last 10 years. And when you're playing those kind of tight games, that the ball getting aired out as much is not really happening. This week, we had a couple uncharacteristic returns on special teams, getting them down in deep territory. putting us in a couple red zone opportunities when they scored in the first half. The second half, we come out limited to 6 points, and it wasn't necessarily pass, pass, pass happy. It was those guys trying to run the clock out a little bit with the run game and being able to stop that and really step up. But we got to put ourselves in a better position to rush the passer on first and second down a little bit with the run, and we got to put ourselves in a better position to be able to get out there and get after them by providing some leads for us in the offense to play ahead and see what we really got.
Coach, injury update. I think D. Alford was concussed. Any update on Nate Landman? Anything you can tell our audience?
Nate Landman is back up and running this week as far as practice. We got to make a decision on him this week, whether you put him up, you know, you get the 3 weeks or whatever it is based on the league's process when you allow him to practice. So we got to figure out where he is and today and the next day and Friday. And then moving forward with D. Alford, we think he's going through the protocol. He was out there today, non-contact. We'll get a chance to see what that looks like. And anybody else you want to talk about?
Well, I know D. Led will probably ask, what's up with Bijan? because the usage rate looked like maybe the hamstring's still kind of gimpy.
Well, no, I wouldn't blame anything on injury with that one. I would blame the Bucs going out there daring us to pass the ball.
Okay. And just making the effort to stop the run.
You throw the ball 58 times, I'm never going to come here and tell you that's our plan, right?
right.
You know, but we did it. We executed it, and – NFC Offensive Player of the Week, and Kirk Cousins happens, you know, right. And you know, you dared him to throw, and he went out there and was able to do it and complete it. You know, Bijan, I think, had 60 yards receiving. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But, you know, obviously they did a nice job in our run game with the limited amount of opportunities we had. But, I mean, I didn't plan on throwing it 68 times. Let's be honest.
So we just adjusted to whatever they give us.
The flow of the game.
When you dare people to throw that way and you open it up like that, you know, I'm not saying it was a bad plan, but it worked out in our favor.
We talked about it with Kyle Pitts as Coach Ra is with us. The vibe in the locker room, we've seen it a lot this year. It's almost like a high school Friday night. And to see, you know, the crowd, I mean, Kadarrell Hodge gets a game ball. Terry comes in, gives you a ball because you beat your old team in Tampa Bay. It just seems like it's just an unbelievable vibe in that locker room.
You know, forget the game ball they gave to me. I get a game ball every time these guys win, you know, like – but these guys go out and the way they play and how they play for each other and no matter what, no matter who – it's huge credit to the coaches on our staff, the players involved. You know, Kadarrell Hodge walks off for, 43-yard touchdown after Drake gets hurt. You probably left again.
No. I was in just different seats.
And to have that happen, outstanding. You know, talk about that confident urgency. Right. That's the definition of what it looks like when Kadarrell Hodge steps in and plays that way.
Yeah, Hodge is fast, by the way. He ran away from some cats. I was like, wow. Coach, talk about Carolina. Let's shift gears. We got a big one on Sunday. I've been saying this, like, huge emotional win. We're all about it. We got to focus on Carolina. We cannot get caught up, and I'm sure that's what you're preaching. Tell us about what you think about this team.
You know, the team is young. They're playing hard. They're doing some good things. They're a little bit of flux right now, but this is the National Football League, right? And none of that matters, and nobody cares. So it's like you got to go out there and play. And, like, for us, you know, we've been in some moments, some games, some big moments, and I think it's the same for us. Just trust our process, be able to go out there and execute and get better and better with this growth mindset every single week. And I think the guys have that. Like, when you ask those questions, we can be candid about what we need to do to get better. You know, how do you help yourself? How do you grow? How do you continue to get to the level that you want to be at? And I think these guys are absolutely going to execute and doing it. So we're just excited to go play another really good football team in the National Football League. That's well coached. I got a lot of guys on this coaching staff that I know very well. Mm-hmm. Gerald Everill, Todd Wash, Jonathan Cooley, D'Angelo Hall, people I got a lot of respect for when it comes to defensive football and what they've been able to do and how they played in their past. And then on the offense, don't know them as well personally, but you know what they're about, right? We've seen them in Tampa last year. There's a reason he became a head coach. And they're going up to execute, and they change quarterback, doing some different things. So, like, we better go out there and play at a high level in order to win a big-time football game.
All right, man. Yeah. Run game, we know Chuba Hubbard. We just talked about that. Carl brought it up. So just obviously stopping the run looks like a key.
I mean, this guy is just chewing up yards, and he's breaking out in big plays. He's showing he can run in between the tackles. He's running on the outside. He's doing it all, and he's been doing it all for a long time. I think I said he was Iowa State early, but he's Oklahoma State.
Right.
And I got my Big 12s confused, you know, being in that division for a little bit. But I remember watching him coming out, had a lot of respect for him then, got a lot of respect for him now, and can't wait to go play him.
Yeah, and they switched quarterbacks. I know they both played last week, and you know, going into the season, we thought we'd see Bryce Young, and things happen. But I think I heard you say it earlier this week, or maybe yesterday, where they got a vet at quarterback who can still sling that thing.
Exactly. You know, when you get out there, you have a guy who's played as much football as the rifle. You better be ready to go, right? He's seen it all. He's seen a lot of defense. So it's not like you're going to fool him. You got to go out there and out-execute him, out-play him. And that's the only way you can get a chance to get those wins.
Has your message changed at all? I mean, through these 5 weeks, where we are with our record, how we've won, anything?
I wouldn't say it's changed. I'd say it's evolved, you know, as we go. You know, it's evolving with this team. It's evolving with this unit. I think I got to have the growth mindset the same way these guys got to have it. And, like, us growing and getting better continuously is a big part of what we want to do.
All right, man. I know a lot of Falcon fans will be making the trip up 85. Yeah. Hopefully give you some black and red advantage in the stands.
Don't
man.
You leave early this week.
Yes, sir.
Either way. Sit down.
Coach Rob.
Sorry, Coach. I let you down, Coach.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. There he is, guys. Coach Raheem Morris. Our Atlanta Falcons getting ready for Carolina on Sunday. And we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back, discuss a lot of this, and talk about what Kyle said and all that. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.